I'm in a beautiful sunny garden, and there are birds singing, and the very slight grind of coffee beans if I step into the kitchen. I'm at the home of Chris Palmer, who runs Express Coffee UK. I'm okay at the moment. Oh, go. No, I'll have one in a minute, actually. We'll finish with the sound of grinding of this very expensive-looking machine. Now, I've been, I guess, hanging out in a business sense for a couple of months with you now.
Yeah, it must be, yeah.
We've got this kind of deal. We've got this kind of system going. I turn Chris into a geek, which is happening, isn't it?
And I turn you into a coffee geek.
And in exchange for my knowledge in social media and all the rest of it, and to do the occasional video and all the rest of it, after I do so many videos, Chris is going to sponsor me the coffee machine of my choice. So it is in my interest to look at all of these very, very sexy, very high-tech bits of kit. At the moment, we're looking at the Dura Impressa X7S, and it's one I haven't seen before. I've actually had the next one up from this, which was just unbelievable. If you Google Dura Impressa, was it the X7?
X9, I think.
The X9, yeah. If you Google that, you'll probably see a video of me salivating over it. What makes Dura different in coffee machines? This is the pitch now, everybody. What makes Dura different to other coffee machines? You do stock other coffee machines.
We do. I think a lot with Dura and another brand called Frankie is they're both Swiss made. And you're turned into finding that Swiss made, I mean, that speaks for itself.
Yeah.
They're very keen
engineering,
to make sure
very precise.
Everything they do. There are other brands out there. Sometimes they try to cut costs by getting bits made in other parts of the country. You tend to find the Swiss are very much, no, we're Swiss made, we stay Swiss made. If that means it costs X, it costs X.
Right.
But in umpteen years' time, it will still work as long as you look after it. We only use them. So for our own events,
yeah.
Because I know that if I lend it out to a race team or something like that, I'm not going to get a phone call every 5 minutes saying it's broken.
No, you've been doing stuff at Silverstone, and occasionally when they want a flashy coffee, they have to get you to come out and tune the coffee machine, and they tune engines.
Yeah, I can't work that one out yet. I have to say, I had a call from China at some ridiculous time in the morning from our A1 GP team, Team Monaco. We're down with them at Brands Hatch this weekend. And say, oh no, the coffee machine's not working. It won't come on. It's like, you're an engineer. You used to be an F1 engineer.
Plug it in.
Just press this button and this button and it'll come back on. They're great guys, but, you know, yes, they can make cars go very fast, but I can't seem to get them to...
Pour a coffee.
Yeah. Though my little boy can use it.
I know. Well, I've seen your little boy using it, and I am using them very confidently because I tend to get them set up as such by you because it's handy because you're local, but you can do it over the phone and the rest of it. And when it comes to layered lattes and all the really, really complicated drinks that it makes for you with the touch of a button, I must admit, I still walk up to it and have an espresso or have a cappuccino. And it's never, ever, not yet, bad. So the constant good drink coming out of it is fantastic. This is the sound of one just cleaning itself quietly, which I kind of like. That was at the MK Dons, I can see, because
textually. MK Dons.
My coffee machine at the moment that I'm borrowing says documentally in the morning.
Yes,
I really like that.
It's quite sad, isn't it?
It is a bit. But it's nice.
I've got you addicted to coffee. You've got me addicted to Twitter. Thanks.
It's a bit. Yeah, fair exchange, I think. One makes me a slightly edgy and violent. The other makes you more sociable. I won't say which one's which.
Yes, the missus is so happy with the fact I spend all night sitting there doing audio boos and Twitters and all these other things, yes.
So it's just there's so much media to be made, and we need coffee to make sure that we maintain the pace of media, I think.
Definitely.
So, yes, I would have a layered latte if that's cool, seeing as though this is set up. And we will leave you with the sound of the Dura Impressa X7S. That's grinding.
Always does the milk first. And there goes the milk.
Nice.
And just... Even though it's some people do it obviously the other way around officially, I find that you can taste the coffee a lot better when the coffee goes in at the end through the milk.
All right, cool.
So I'm going to give it a little stir because I'm quite I like my sugar.
Yes. And now here comes the coffee. Looking forward to this one.